Lawmakers in Bethel are considering reshaping public decency laws within rural cities' limits. From KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart has more.
Law enforcement in Bethel can issue citations for things like public intoxication and indecent exposure under state statutes. But lawmakers say clauses in the Bethel Municipal Code limit officers from issuing city citations. At Bethel's last city council meeting, the Public Safety and Transportation Commission introduced an ordinance that would tighten up several of these laws.
Our Bethel Municipal Code doesn't have a lot of teeth in it. It's like my dog has very few teeth left in it, and if he bites you, you'd probably not even know it.
Council member Sharon Sigmund says the amendment would make it illegal to walk city streets or ice roads while intoxicated.
It's not geared to prohibit the intoxication as much as it's geared to keep these areas of our community safe. Public streets and roads, ice road or highways, are very dangerous areas. They have a lot of fast-moving big vehicles, a lot of foot traffic as well, and to have an intoxicated person in those particular areas makes for an exponentially greater risk of harm, not only to the person who's intoxicated, but anybody traveling on those roadways.
The amendment would add language against littering and defacing property, shoplifting, and selling tobacco to minors. The ordinance would also prohibit public excretion within the city.
I can understand out in the tundra or in private somewhere behind some bushes, but no, not out in the city itself. This should not be going on.
Councilmember Rick Robb says he supports much of the ordinance, but has a problem with the public intoxication language.
I can't support that particular section. I understand that people can be a menace, but there's other ways to handle it than making a law saying outlawing drunk walking.
Councilmember Mary Sattler disagrees.
We have 75 cabs that run day and night. We have people who are designated drivers. And quite frankly, in weather conditions like we have right now where it's 40 below, walking down the road drunk is dangerous drinking.
Another issue is where the citation money will go. Right now, state statutes do outlaw public intoxication and other violations, but since the Bethel Municipal Code has not been updated to reflect that, the state gets the money from the fines. Bethel City Attorney Patty Burley says the new ordinance would fix that.
What it's doing is diverting the funds, which are copied verbatim from state law, from going to the state and going to the city instead. Same ticket, same workload, same everything, but the money's going to the city instead.
The city council voted to introduce the ordinance and will discuss it at future meetings. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.